from KQED.
Up in Siskiyou County on the Oregon border, people say anyone who calls San Francisco Northern California has it wrong. They live in the real Northern California. This sprawling county, home to the Klamath River and Mount Shasta, has barely 45,000 residents. So in Siskiyou County, the answer to the question, what's government for, comes back to people's relationship with the land, as Lisa Morehouse found on an election 2012 road trip.
Red meat and bored feet. That's how some people describe what used to dominate Siskiyou County's economy, cattle ranching and the timber industry. Now, there are only two lumber mills left. But in northern Siskiyou, there's still plenty of cattle, tended by people like fourth-generation rancher Doug Jenner. His biggest political concern? Regulations. As government agencies like Fish and Game seek to protect species like the coho salmon, Jenner says ranchers and alfalfa farmers who depend on irrigation face more regulations around water and land. But he feels that many urban government workers and voters around the state don't know the impact on ranchers.
This country was more or less based on agriculture and industry and resources from the land. Things have changed to the point now it's a lot of technical stuff, iPads, telephones, and people are so removed from the land, they just don't understand.
He says voters hear about endangered fish and animals.
Well, that's great. We all want to save them. But before you vote and put your check down, you got to understand what's behind it all.
And Jenner feels outvoted by Californians who don't work the land. 20 miles from Jenner's ranch, a group of friends meets at a Thai restaurant in Wairika. This table of retired women reflects a growing share of the county, the elderly. They talk about the news over lunch every Wednesday. The first topic today is water. All oppose removing dams on the Klamath River, a local issue that gets statewide attention. Judy Grenstead.
We live completely different than the southern state, and those in Sacramento come up, and they think they know, but they don't. They haven't a clue.
Her friends nod their heads. They don't all share party affiliation, but they review voter guides together. Retired teacher Judy Washington starts listing her political wants and concerns.
Some kind of an economic infusion to offer jobs to people.
A number of them have children who've moved out of the county to find work. And that means fewer kids in the schools.
Also, the state of our education and the lack of monies to run our schools.
Maxine Hurley, another former teacher, says they worry about their retirement funds and their own health.
Health care, our hospitals, getting all the help we can get for our hospitals. Those things are important to us at our age.
It's important to Coy Wilmore, too. He's a home health care supervisor. At a bookstore in the town of Mount Shasta, he says his 25 years in the field have made him a supporter of Obamacare. He's seen budgets slashed, but medical needs increase. That's particularly problematic for folks in Siskiyou County.
It's a large Medicare population, very independent people, who for the majority don't seek health care until they're very sick.
That stubborn independence shows up across political ideologies here. Up at the Mount Shasta Ski Park, a crew performs off-season maintenance on ski lifts. Andy Aguilera runs the business with his family. He's a Republican, but he's not waiting for politicians to boost Siskiyou's economy.
The way I look at it is I'm really not happy with anybody.
He knows tourism and traditional agriculture share vulnerabilities.
We're a lot like farmers, you know, they're dependent on the rain. Well, we're dependent on that snow.
He employs about 300 seasonal workers, but Aguilera hopes year-round recreation, like ropes courses and zip lines, could create more permanent jobs in tourism. On the Economic Development Council, he's pushing for a countywide network of mountain biking trails.
I just want to see everyone do better. Bring in some industry, bring in some tourists, keep our generations here, bring new families here. That would be the ultimate.
Aguilera's mountain manager, Democrat Richard Coots, clears brush on the road to the ski park. He says Democrats here are different than in the cities. A couple days ago, he killed and skinned two deer.
Most Democrats
don't even probably own a gun. And there's this whole thing about Obama. He hasn't taken my guns.
When he votes for Obama, Coots will be in the majority in the state. But in local races, he's consistently outvoted.
Being a Democrat in a county like this is most of us are pretty quiet.
But his politics are shaped by this place. Most of Siskiyou County is federal land, and people here deal with a lot of government agencies. Coots thinks they're top-heavy. So he's conflicted about tax initiatives, even though he's a Democrat. But he's clear on what matters most in Siskiyou.
It's all about the natural resources. It's all about the quality of life here surrounding the natural resources, the forest, and the mountain. So why can't we just work it together? Put your personal biases away and look at the big picture.
And really, he says, regardless of political party, people here should agree on that. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse in Siskiyou County.
You'll find Lisa's photos from Siskiyou County and the rest of our road trip series when you follow the link to our election page at californiareport.org.